All right, here we are yet again with another episode of English and Coffee. It's your wonderful host, Demian. And tonight, we are parked right next to Papa John's in Speedway. We're sipping on a 24-ounce coffee, 3 packs of sugar, 2 caramel macchiato creamers, and 2 shots of mocha syrup. Decided to switch it up a bit. But first, let's take that customary intro sip. It's about 64 degrees right now, watching the traffic pass by in the background. Let's get it. What would you do if tomorrow morning you woke up and found $10 million in your bank account? What would you do? Would you follow through with your normal morning routine? Wake up the kids, wash your face, brush your teeth, get dressed for work, prepare breakfast, drop the kids off at school, and go to work? Or would you wake up, prepare the kids for school, drop them off, and go directly to the bank? What would you do? Would it even change your plans for the day? Because if it would change your plans for the day, then we have to wonder if we are truly satisfied with where we are right now in life. Now, for some of you out there, maybe you have 8, 12 zeros in your bank account. Who knows? But most people probably don't. So one has to wonder, are we doing it for the money? Or are we doing it because we want to do it? That makes a big difference in how we experience life. If we're motivated by money, there's going to be a lot of long days, a lot of sad nights. But if we're motivated by something else, food on the table, a happy family, a roof over your head, maybe a trip here or there, that's a completely different story. And for some people, that's the life they seek. They just want to be happy. They're not necessarily trying to become millionaires or billionaires. They just want to be able to provide for their family and have a little fun every now and then. And then you have the other group, constantly chasing the dollar, exchanging their time for money, exchanging their body, sweat, and tears. For some people, there's no limit to what they'll give for another zero in their bank account. They say everyone has a price. What is yours? Is it $10 million or even more? What number would make you get up, work a full day, come home, take care of your kids, kiss the wife or kiss your husband, and sit down at your desk and build your own business for 3 hours before going to bed for 5 hours? How many zeros would it take? And even if you knew that you could add another zero to your bank account by taking those actions, would you do it? Or if you knew that finding that 25th hour in the day would feed your kids for the next 10 years, would you take advantage of it? Sometimes people need to see the end of the rainbow before they even walk outside. Sometimes it's easy to see, but most of the time it's not. Sometimes you don't even know there's a rainbow in the sky until you're knee-deep in the rain. But if you're laying in bed because it's raining outside, you're never going to see it. Intrinsic motivation, in my opinion, has more weight than being motivated by external rewards or consequences. Someone who's motivated by external pressures will quickly lose motivation once those pressures or forces are no longer there. Someone who's motivated from within will continue regardless of what's happening in the world around them. So how do we build this intrinsic motivation? How do we light this candle in the window? I would say it's similar to marketing, where we have to find the value proposition in what we do, in our actions, in our speech, in our movements. We have to find value in our jobs, in our relationships, and within those around us in order to nurture those relationships, meet those job demands, and continue to push further. A soldier on the front line is not on the front line for money. He's not going to get paid anything. He's going to make peanuts. He'd be better off selling life insurance on a military base somewhere if he's looking to make money. So why is he out there? We have thousands of people who don't even want to get out of their bed to go work for 8 hours and collect whatever check they get from their mundane job. But this guy, ducking bullets, shrapnel, for something greater than money. See, that type of motivation comes from within. So again, if you woke up in the morning and found $10 million in your bank account, what would you do? Would everything change, or would things stay the same? What motivates you? And I think once we understand what truly drives us, we have a better opportunity in controlling where we go in life. Someone that's motivated from within, they don't need a lot of people around them to get things done, things that they feel are important. Somebody who's motivated by external factors, they need people around them to create the pressure for them to get things done. But there's nothing wrong with that if you understand that about yourself. But you need to know, what side of the table are you on? You don't want to just be sitting there eating for no reason. You need to know why you do what you do. And these are the deep questions that take time to answer. You have to look in the mirror. You have to look back over your mistakes. You have to be willing to face the music to truly get a good understanding of who you are. A lot of people often ponder how I'm able to do what I do. You're doing this, you're doing that, and you had time to read these books, and you're working on this. Yeah, yeah. But it didn't all happen overnight. It's a work in progress. And this isn't even my final form. And for those of you out there that feel like you've seen it all, done it all, heard it all, I think there's some fight left in you. I think there are a few more evolutions left in your journey, especially if you're willing to continue pushing forward. Excuses are the little grappling hooks that anchor you within your comfort zone. I couldn't do it because I was tired. I didn't have any time to do it. I was too busy. I had to cook dinner for the kids. Do you know how many millions of people cook dinner for their children? But you had to cook dinner for your kids, so you couldn't do it. All right, what was it, a 17-course meal? I mean, I don't know about you, but it probably takes 30 minutes to come up with a decent pot of spaghetti. But, you know, some people take a little longer. But it's not taking all night. So what, you had to cook dinner? So what, you had to go to work? Oh, you had to drop your aunt off at the airport? Okay, people do these things every day. You know, believe it or not, some people actually have three jobs. There are people in this world with three jobs, and they have children, and they still get things done. They still have time to learn another language, pursue another dream. Excuses. I remember when I used to work a 9-to-5 traditional job, I made it a point to never say I couldn't do something, meaning that I sacrificed a lot of those hedonistic pleasures that people pursue just to make sure that when I showed up in the morning, everything was laced up and ready to go. There was never going to be a, did you get the report done? And I didn't have it. That was never going to happen. That's just how I conducted myself. That's how I operated. Some of the colleagues that I worked with would often get caught with their pants down. Hey, Sam, did you get that documentation done? Oh, no, no, I was with my grandma last night, and, you know, she kept me up all night, but I'll get to it later. Doesn't sound good. It's not a good sound. Nobody wants to be that guy. But unfortunately, there are those that govern themselves that way. Excuses. So before I get out of here, let me ask you one more question. If you wake up tomorrow and you don't see $10 million in your bank account, what will you do? Will you continue to do the same thing that you've been doing, or will you do something else? I'll leave it up to you. It's just a question, a little conversation to go with your coffee. Let's take that exit sip, and I will see you in the next one.